you on the line on this testimony Tuesday. I love that. I love that, Miss Willa. Praise God. The magpie. Praise the name of Jesus. And we celebrate God for this master's call and for each and every one of you who have joined this morning. We thank you for taking out the time, for pressing past the flesh for many of us to get up early in the morning and come on one accord, one mindset with one voice, which is to lift up the name of Jesus. Again, I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and I bring you the warmest of greetings this morning, kingdom greetings, as we celebrate our Lord and Savior. And I thank God that back on October 25th, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and I stepped out in faith to begin to host this call to create a platform, a place where people could come each and every morning and have their hearts encouraged and hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. So we praise God for each and every one of you who have joined us on the call this morning and our faithful listeners who have been on the call each and every morning. We celebrate the God in you. The Lord gave us an assignment, a mission statement, a mandate when we began this pilgrimage, and it is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So the goal of this call each and every day is that your lives are rich, saturated with the word, and knowing that through the power of the blood of Jesus, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, and enhancing your lives because in the fellowship of other believers, you are added on to as part of a community of faith that hears and decrees and declares what thus saith the word of God. And because it is the word and only the word, you're empowered now to go out and do great things. And the Lord gave us the scripture for the foundational word from Psalms 88:13. And in Psalms 88:13, that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayers come before you." So each and every morning, we lift up the name of Jesus. We pray to only our God, our Jehovah Rohi, our Father, our guide. And we've been watching him be faithful to show up and show out in our lives each and every morning. So we praise God for you choosing to be a part of what God is doing in us, as he's doing an awesome work through us. The Lord has afforded us a website where we encourage you to go and listen to the many, many messages that have been archived since we began this pilgrimage with the Lord. And that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can click on the different links and take a praise break or take a word break and enrich, enhance, and empower your life as your ear gates hear the true anointed word of God. And be that missionary that sheds the good news by letting others know that that website is there 24/7 as a beacon of light into their hearts. So on some of those days where it's dark and we need to be encouraged, there's always an encouraging word that they can come and hear and receive and be blessed. We also know that one of our mandates is to pray. Luke 18:1 says that we all ought to pray. But we know one of the specific assignments is to be foot soldiers, to be frontline warriors, to pray, to wrap your prayer request in the word of God and let the anointing that is inherent in the word destroy the yoke. And we encourage you to send us your prayer request to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We love to receive your prayer requests. We consider it an honor to bombard heaven with Thus Saith the Word of God, and watch the ministry angels of God, as Isaiah 55:11 tells us, we send forth the word and it does not come back void. So we encourage you to send us your prayer requests. We love to hear when you get that breakthrough, the praise report, or even just a shout out at that email address. And we're always, always, always looking for prayer warriors, those who have a heart to pray, who have a lifestyle of prayer and fasting, to be a part of these ladies. And we'd love to have some gentlemen who consider it an honor and a privilege to pray for our Artists International family and to pray for our Master's Call family and the body of Christ. And it was that the Lord used the bridge of Artists International to knit our hearts together. So we encourage those of you who are on the line who are a part of Artists International to go to your back office and take heed to the many promotions and the announcements of things going on, always remembering that tomorrow night, every Wednesday night, is our corporate call that we want to stay plugged into, and just avail yourself of all the awesome things going on through this 22-plus year family, Christian-owned company, as we lift up the Diaz and De Leon family and our Platinums for their leadership, all the way down to that advisor who joined last night. And for those of you who are on the line who are not a part of Artists International, we esteem the God in you and encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to this call, this artist family, and find out why we're so excited that this is the tool of God that the Lord is using for us to be his ministers in the marketplace. Well, at this time, we're going to have our opening prayer on this Testimony Tuesday, and we're going to ask Miss Willa to come back to the line and give us our opening prayer so we can have the man of God come up and give us what Thus Saith the Word of the Lord today. Minister Willa.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 138 says, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness. Ooh, hallelujah. Your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. And the day I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you so much for your word this morning. We thank and praise you, Lord, that your word is new every morning. Your faith, your mercy is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we thank and praise you for the praise reports we heard this morning about John, oh God, who had been denied the loan that he needed to finish his school, but Lord, you made a way for him out of no way. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you can turn it any way you want. So thank you for turning the hearts of those who had to make that decision. Father, we thank and praise you. We heard the praise report this morning, that person in the hospital whose heart was only working 15%, and when he went through surgery, there was nothing wrong, Lord, that it was a stable heartbeat. Stable, Lord. We thank you. And that's how your word is, Lord. You're stable. You never change. So we thank you. We thank and praise you, Father, for this master's call where we get on every Monday through Friday morning to lift up the word of Jesus, to be fed the word of Jesus, so that we can go and do what you have called us to do. Now, Father God, we lift up Dr. Vanessa. We thank and praise you for her and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who were faithful to the vision, Lord, to start this master's morning call. We thank and praise you for everybody who is on this call this morning, Father, that they hear what the says the Lord, that you clear their minds of any other thing they have to do throughout the day and just feast on your word, because you know you have a purpose and a plan for us. And so we start out our day that you order our footsteps in your will. So, Father, clear our minds, clear our thinking of nothing but what we hear today, right now, Lord, so that it can penetrate through our spirits and our soul. We thank and praise you for the man of God who's come to bring us this word this morning. We thank and praise you for touching his father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, Satan tried to make him not be here, so so that we cannot hear the word, but oh my God, your hand, hallelujah, your healing hand reached out and touched us, Father. Now, Father, continue to bless Pastor Chuck. Continue to be everything he and his congregation and family need you to be at this time. Now, we bind the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name. We loose the healing power, the transforming power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost over this call in Jesus' name, that the airways will clear, that no diabolical attack will come, that nothing will hinder the transmission of this call this morning. We pray and thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for they are the reason we are all here this morning. We give you praise today. We give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, Lord.
Amen. Amen, 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 Minister Willa. Thank you for clearing the portals of heaven and speaking the word of God, strategizing, setting us up for the word of God to go forth freely. Well, we are so excited. We missed his voice, and we've been praying and standing in the gap for his father, Bishop Brown. We are excited about his father being on the mend, and we've got 2 days to be blessed by our speaker this morning who will minister to us. This morning and tomorrow morning, he is no stranger to this call. He's one of our founding speakers of the call. Pastor Chuck Brown is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. And I love how he states on his Facebook page that he's married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marcia Brown, 15 years, and the father to the best son and daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Our speaker, our beloved Pastor Chuck, is a graduate of Morehouse College in Business Administration, and his lovely wife, Marcia, is my Spelman sister. Pastor Chuck has been pastoring for 6 years. He states that they've experienced the highs and lows of Hurricane Katrina, and I was so happy to hear him tell me that that last hurricane storm did no damage to him, his family, his ministry to the New Orleans area. But God has been faithful and good to them as they remain consistent in their assignment and purpose. Pastor Chuck started with 16 people and now has over 450-plus members, and we give God all the glory. If you've not gotten his book, you must go to his website, go to his Facebook page, and order the book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. The Death of the Desperate Woman will set us women and men free. And his musical group, Chuck Maestro and YV, will also be releasing a new album called Crossing Over. It is always an honor, and he always brings a rich word to present our son in the ministry, a founder, a speaker of this, the Master's Call. Pastor Chuck Brown, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so happy to be back on the call. Bless you, Dr. Vanessa. So happy. I'm excited about today because I believe God has something to share with us. And I was just caught up in that prayer. That woman prayed this morning. Lord Jesus, she prayed. I was like, yeah. Okay, let's keep going. So I appreciate her as well. And all of the prayers of the saints during this illness of my father, and God is raising him up. He's sounding better. His strength is returning. And I know God has so much in store for him, and I bless the Lord for him. To the book of 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. It reads a little different from the King James, but it's the same word of God. Now, there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. Why should we sit here waiting to die? They asked each other. We will starve if we stay here, but with the famine in the city, we'll starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So at twilight, they set out for the camp of the Syrians or the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there, for the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and galloping horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. The king of the Hittites king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us, they cried to one another. So they panicked and ran into the night, abandoning their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. And when the lepers arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent after another, eating and drinking wine, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. Finally, they said to each other, "This is not right. This is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until morning, some calamity will certainly fall upon us. Come on, let's go back and tell the people at the palace." So they went back to the city and told the gatekeeper what had happened. Today I want to minister from this subject as we look at what these four leprous men went through. This subject, experiencing favor in unfavorable conditions. Experiencing favor in unfavorable conditions. Experiencing favor in unfavorable conditions. It doesn't matter who you are, how long you've been saved, or how much faith you claim to have. There will be times when you will experience some unfavorable conditions in life. That is to say that everything won't always go the way you want them to go. The enemy wants to frustrate you to the extent that you become blinded by your challenges or become comfortable in them. I just wonder how many people on the line today will declare that even if you're broke right now at this moment, you'll never be comfortable broke. Even if you're not feeling well right now, you'll never be comfortable sick. You know, if you experience hurt, you will never be comfortable in a place of hurt. I refuse to get this. I refuse to be comfortable in a place that God has not ordained me to live in. Let me say that again. I refuse to be comfortable in a place that God has not ordained me to live in. In other words, I won't be comfortable living in Egypt when God has a promise for me. I won't be comfortable living in the wilderness when God has a promise for me. I cannot become comfortable in desolate or barren lands. I can't stay there because God has ordained better for me. Well, Pastor Chuck, that's easy for you to say when you're not going through what I'm going through. First of all, sweetheart, I need you to understand that you're not the only one going through. Stop allowing the enemy to make you think that you're the only one dealing with hardships. The question that must be answered is, how do I experience favor when the situation I face is unfavorable? The scripture text we read speaks of four men who were afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy is a skin disease. It's a disorder that would eat right through you. And lepers were castaways because their disease was highly contagious. Isn't it amazing how people will throw you away when you're dealing with your struggles? As long as you're doing well, folk are there for you. Oh, but just deal with the period where you're going through and watch and see how folk will treat you like outcasts. Have you ever been treated like an outcast? I'm talking about being cast aside from your people. Your family won't deal with you. Your friends turn their back on you. You have no one to turn to. That's an unfavorable condition. If it's not people, it may be opportunities. I'm speaking to those folk who seem like they just can't get a break. You're trying and trying, but no matter how hard you try, your goals seem to be avoiding you. Your visions seem to elude you. Your dreams seem to have forsaken you. You're facing unfavorable conditions. These leprous men didn't just have their skin condition. Economically, things were so bad that everything was overpriced. Conditions were so bad until mothers were cooking their children. They were in dire straits with no end in sight. But the man of God comes with a word from God declaring that despite their unfavorable conditions, they were going to experience God's favor. Understand, and I'm telling you, I love this subject of favor, but you need to understand that favor is undeserved access. You don't deserve it. You can't earn it. You can't work hard enough for it. You can't do anything to ever be worthy of it. It is God's favor to give to whom he wants to give it. The only thing you can do is to position yourself to receive it, because if you're out of position, you cannot experience God's favor. So the conditions of life, and get this, don't have a thing to do with me experiencing God's favor. In fact, his favor shines brightest in darkest times. His favor reveals his strength when I'm at my weakest. His favor lifts me high when I'm at my lowest points. If you want to experience God's favor in spite of unfavorable conditions, this is what you're going to have to do. Number one, don't allow your condition to determine your action. Don't allow your condition to determine your action. Let me reveal a tactic the enemy often uses against us. This tactic is effective because it keeps us from the place where God's favor is revealed. That is the position that we must be in to receive God's favor. The tactic that the devil uses is causing you to not take action. causing you to not take action. Leonardo da Vinci, he once stated that iron rusts from disuse. Water loses its purity from stagnation. Even so does inaction sap the vigor of the mind. When you find yourself in unfavorable conditions, the worst thing you can do is stop fighting for your life. The thing I like about these four leprous men is that they had determination. They said, look, we have nothing to lose. If we sit here, we're going to die of starvation. If we go back to the city, we're going to die because there's nothing to eat there either. We have to do something. Did you get that? They did not allow their condition to keep them where they were. The devil tries to cause depression to come upon you when you're going through in an attempt to keep you from activating your faith. I recall the story about David when David came back from war to find that his family, as well as his only family and all of their possessions had been taken. He got depressed. He was so hurt and down until the Bible says that they got sore from crying. He was down. He was hurt. He was frustrated. He was disgusted and paranoid. And the intriguing thing about this was that he was doing God's work. Yeah, saved folk get disgusted too. Saved people get hurt too. Saved people become paranoid and stressed out too. Being anointed does not exclude you from trouble. In fact, when you're anointed, you're more prone to attack because now you're on hell's radar. But you know, David didn't allow what he was going through to keep him down. You know what he did? He encouraged himself in the Lord. Every time the enemy came at him, he encouraged himself. It was David that said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord brings them out of them all. I don't think he was writing that for us. I think he was writing it for himself. It was David that said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. It was David that said, look, I'm going through some valley, but yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It was David that said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? It was David who said, I've been young and I've been old. Now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You better learn how to encourage yourself, because God never attends pity parties. I'm telling you, you might as well take him off the invitation list, because God ain't coming. Even while facing total loss, God told David to pursue and he would recover all. If David does not pursue, that is take action, he doesn't recover. And I'm telling you that if you don't pursue, get up, take action, you will miss your favor experience. Why sit here and die? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die pursuing. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die going. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die working. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die ministering and making sure that I'm going after my dreams. Here's number two. Don't allow people to keep you from your transfer. I'm not known for my patience when it comes to travel. If I have a choice, I'm not a person who likes to just take cross-country trips, at least not right now. I like to get to where I need to get to, and so the best form for travel for me is flying. I like to fly because I prefer flying to driving, because I like to get to my destination as quick as possible. However, there is a certain aspect of flying that I can't stand. I hate when I have a layover or a connecting flight. And the issue I have with layovers is due to the fact that it drags out the flight time. The other issue it has to do with the flight, the first flight, because if the pilot of the first flight doesn't leave on time, it causes me to miss the next flight. If there's a delay with the first flight, then I can miss the next flight. Aren't you tired of other people in situations causing you to miss your connecting flight? You know you're on your way to your destiny, but something happens to delay your progress. It's even worse when it's someone you care about that does it. I'm talking about those jobs that are holding you back. I'm talking about those friends who are holding you back. The thing is, there are some people in all of our circles who want to do better, but they don't want to do what's necessary to do better. And as a result, they discourage you from making any kind of moves because it disrupts their agendas. Yeah, it does. But you cannot allow people to keep you from your transfer. Sometimes you need a transfer because the route the plane you've been riding on can only go so far. It's only destined to go to a certain point. So you need a transfer to put you on the next flight so that you can get to where you're going. Determine today that I will not allow anybody to cause me to miss my time. You can miss your time if you miss the flight. Don't miss your time. Stop saying stuff like, you know, if it's God's will, it will happen. Guess what? It won't happen if you miss your time. So if you see that the people in your inner circle are holding you down, get away from them, because if you don't, you'll miss your time. Here's number three. The steps you take towards your destiny will cause your enemies to flee, Jesus. The steps you take towards your destiny will cause your enemies to flee. Get this. These four men who were experiencing unfavorable conditions, they were lepers, they were ostracized, they were in the midst of terrible economic conditions, yet they were still willing to take steps. And every time they took a step, the Lord caused their enemies to hear a vast army of chariots and horses in their ears. Every step was loud. Every step caused panic. I'm not sure if you realize it yet, but there is something powerful about your steps. Yeah, that's why tomorrow I'm going to talk. I think I'm going to minister on maximizing steps, because the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Every step you take is loaded with power. Every step you take is spiritually loaded with the anointing of God. And the devil fears those steps. So when you get the application, he says, oh, she's making moves. When you fill it out, it makes him nervous. When you turn it in, it puts him on his heels. And I'm especially talking to those of you whose credit can't get you in, and whose income won't get you in, whose connections won't get you in. God's favor is in your steps. His favor is in your steps. No steps, no favor. No steps, no access. No steps, no reward. No steps, no promotion. No steps, no greatness. Take a step. You don't have to get there tomorrow. Just take a step. It's bringing you closer today than you were on yesterday. You have nothing to lose. You might as well take the step. Let me tell you what's happening while you're taking steps. Folk who are in your position are getting fired. Yeah. While you're taking steps, there are people who are retiring, who are in the position that you want. While you're taking steps, the right lender is being hired. While you're taking steps, the job is opening. The price is being lowered. The spouse's heart is softening. Make sure you take a step. Here's final number four, and this is my final point. Extend favor to those who have rejected you. Extend favor to those who have rejected you. Here it is, whether you can, helps you to determine whether you either limit the favor you receive or position yourself for more. Folk who are selfish can't handle this. Folk who are all about themselves can't receive this. Once you experience this kind of favor, you have to be willing to let others in. The lepers had a choice. Take all the loot for themselves or tell the folk who put them out about it. Yeah. There are some people who you know did you wrong that God is going to want you to bless. There are some people who have broken your heart. They've caused you pain and suffering, and God is going to still want you to bless them. Yeah, you're like Joseph was. I'm talking to a bunch of Josephs on the line right now. God let them hurt you in order to put you in a position to save them. But no matter what unfavorable condition you're dealing with right now, God wants to show you his favor. He's causing another man. God bless me this. Last few weeks, we had what was called marsh fires down here in New Orleans, and the marsh fires couldn't be put out. They've been trying to put them out, just like, I guess, the wildfires in Texas. And I heard the fire chief get on and said, we can't put this fire out. But when the threat of the tropical storm was coming, we blessed the Lord because, watch this, this man said, this storm was able to do what man could not do. Oh, man, I jumped out of my bed when I heard it, because God showed me that he's causing storms to work in your favor. Ooh, there are people, man, I'm telling you, we were complaining about the marsh fires, the smell, and it was burning our eyes, but what we witnessed was man's inability to put this fire out. There are some fires you can't put out on your own. The reason why the fire is dissipating now is because of the favor in the storm. There are moments when God will pour his favor on you to the extent that those things the enemy sends to burn you up, burn your existence up, God will allow a storm to come into your life that you better not complain about, because there's favor in this storm. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that all things are working together for your good. What the enemy means for evil, God is still working for your good. Hey, get ready to experience favor even in your sickness. Get favor. You're going to have favor even in being laid off. Favor even in the divorce. Favor, although you have problem on top of problem. Get ready, people of God. This is your moment to live like never before and experience favor in unfavorable conditions. God bless you. I love you so much. Continue to pray for me, and I will do the same for you. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Oh, Jesus, 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 what a work, what a work. All we need for you now, Pastor Chuck, is get on that MB3, and we just do a praise lap. What a word, experiencing favor in unfavorable conditions. Oh, you want to listen to this word again, you want to go to the number of our prayer line and on our website and call and play the playback, 712-432-1085. Share it with folks today. 712-432-1085. Go to the website It's the same pin code. This was a word. Refuse to be comfortable in a place that God has not ordained for you. And he gave us some awesome, awesome nuggets. Oh, you better put on your spiritual safety belts because you know we're going to soar even higher tomorrow. Don't allow your condition to dictate your actions. Don't allow people to keep you from your transfer. Every step you take is loaded with power and extend favor to those who rejected you. We thank you for that awesome, awesome word. Oh, I tell you, that was Holy Ghost inspiring this morning, Pastor Chuck. I know you preach your own self happy because I know we have the joy of the Lord on this line this morning. Come on, Minister Robin, in our last 2 minutes, seal this word with prayer and lift up our prayer request. The floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Favor, favor, favor. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. And we're not going to forget your benefits, Father. We're not going to miss our transfer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because you are the one, Lord God, who forgives all of our iniquities. You heal all of our diseases, Lord. And Father God, I'm lifting up those righteous individuals of yours, Lord God, that are experiencing favor in their healing, Father. You are the healer, Lord. You satisfy their mouth with good things, Lord. You said that their youth is renewed like the eagle, Father. And, Father, because they attend to your words and they incline your sayings, Lord, and it doesn't depart from their eyes, Father, and they keep your word in the midst of their heart, Father, they know that your word is life to them, Father, and it's health to their flesh. So I thank you, Lord, because you are the healer of Brian, of Kip, of Bishop Brown, of Jesse, of Edwin, of Mr. Ernest, of Pastor Michael, of Mr. Henry, of Evangelist Baby, of Minister Panquita, and of Jackie, Father. You bring life to their flesh. You are their physician. You are the life giver. You're healing them. You're restoring them. You set your word. You strengthen them, Lord. You make their body immune to sickness and disease, Father. I thank you, Lord, that they don't receive it, Lord. I thank you that strokes have a name and must bow to the authority of Jesus. Memory loss, cancer, colds, heart problems, gastric hemorrhages, depression, it all has a name and must bow to the authority of Jesus. They have your favor. Healing is in God, and God, you are in them, Lord. And they abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, Jehovah Rapha. You heal them. You sent your word, Father. You're their refuge against any type of disease. You're their fortress, Father. And your word is their shield and their buckler against sickness, against stroke. Hallelujah. Favor, favor, favor for your people. They shall live and not die. They get stronger each day, Father God. We thank you for the remaining prayers. We pray, we believe. We know your word will not return void unto you. They're not missing their transfer, but they will go forward and do everything you call them to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Wow. Thank you, Minister Robin. What an awesome call today. We thank you so much for sealing that awesome word in prayer and lifting up the prayer request before the Lord. Pastor Chuck, what a word, what a word, what a word. It has stirred our hearts and encouraged our spirits, and we speak the virtue of God back in to you. We thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening up the call this morning and greeting the people of God with our Testimony Tuesday. Now we encourage each and every one of you, as you leave this call, remember our daily mandate to submit and obey to the specific call of the Master on your life. You go out now and be his minister in the marketplace and his kingdom builder. And we look forward to hearing you again on the call where Pastor Chuck will continue to bless us and be used by God to bring us another Rhema word. Have an awesome, awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye.